I will let go and me, my boo. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. It is Jesus and in my heart. It is Jesus and in my heart. It is Jesus and in my soul. Jesus, the Son of God. It is Jesus and in my heart. It is Jesus and in my soul. It is Jesus down in my heart. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. It is Jesus and in my heart. It is Jesus and in my soul. It is Jesus and in my heart. Jesus, the Son of God. It is Jesus and in my heart. It is Jesus and in my soul. It is Jesus and in my heart. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. It is Jesus and in my heart. It is Jesus and in my soul. It is Jesus and in my heart. Jesus, the Son of God. It is Jesus and in my heart. It is Jesus and in my soul. It is Jesus and in my heart. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. It is Jesus and in my heart. It is Jesus and in my soul. It is Jesus and in my heart. Jesus, the Son of God. It is Jesus and in my heart. It is Jesus and in my soul. It is Jesus and in my heart. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will rejoice. Your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you, I'll be glad. I will rejoice with you, I'll be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you, I'll be glad. It is Jesus that in my heart. It is Jesus that in my soul. It is Jesus that in my heart. Jesus the Son of God. It is Jesus that in my heart. It is Jesus that in my soul. It is Jesus that in my heart. Jesus the Son of God. It is raining around me. I can feel it, the lettering. Right now, Jesus, give us more rain. Until we are blessed, until we are took with the lottery. It is raining, it is raining. All around me, all around you, we can feel it. The lottery, right now, Jesus, give us my rain. On the way we are blessed, on the way we are took with the lottery. It's raining, it is raining. All around me, I can feel it, the lottery. Right now, Jesus, give us more rain. On the way I'm blessed, on the way I'm stuck with the lottery. It is raining, it is raining. All around you, all around you, you can feel it. The lottery, right now, Jesus, give us more rain. On the way of blessed, on the way of talk with the right ring. It is raining, it is raining. All around you, all around you, you can feel it a lot of rain. Right now, Jesus, give you my rain. Until you are soaked, until you are blessed with the lottery, it is raining, it is raining. All around me, all around me, I can feel it. La la da re, la da re. Right now, Jesus, give us more rain. Only we are blessed, only we are soaked with the lottery. It is raining, it is raining. All around you, all around you, you can feel it a lot of rain. Right now, Jesus, give you my rain. Until you are blessed, until you are soaked with the lottery. Hallelujah, glory to God. It is raining all around me, all around you, all around us. It is raining. The latter rain is raining. And we can feel it all around us until we are soaked, we are blessed with the latter rain. Hallelujah. God is raining upon our deserts in Isaiah 35, verses 1 and 2. God said, I will rain upon your death. May God rain upon your death. Month of May, in the name of Jesus, may you experience many, 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 many miracles. Many, many, many salvation, healing, deliverances, and blessings in the name of Jesus. This month of May 2018 bring you the glory, the anointing, the favor, the grace, and the mercies of God upon your life and your family and your ministry and your business and your job in the name of Jesus. This month of May 2018, may you experience supernatural divine promotion, upliftment, upgradement, and enthronement in the name of Jesus. May God minister grace, mercy, and favor upon you and your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your business, your job, your education. Ha! Rakabasayaka, receive it in the name of Jesus. Heke Santarabasandoria. You are all welcome to the month of May 2018. It's a special month, the fifth month of the year. The fifth month of the year. The number five stands for grace. The number five stands for grace, mercy, and favor. And we are claiming the month of May to be our month of supernatural, divine favor, divine grace, divine mercy, divine healing, divine blessing, divine prosperity, divine anointing in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Harakabasaya, according to your faith, be it unto you. Jesus made that statement four times in the Bible. According to your faith, be it unto you. As you believe, so shall you be. As you think, that is what you will get. What you say is what you get. See, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Then the scripture says, life and death are in the power of your tongue. The book of Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21, it says, life and death are in the power of your tongue. So you got to use your tongue well. You got to speak the word of God. You got to prophesy what God is saying. You got to say what God is saying. You got to speak the word of God. God said, I will watch over the world to honor it. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, God said, I will watch over the words that you speak, and I will bring them to pass. So be careful what you speak. Be careful what you say. Don't confess negative, confess poverty, confess hardship, confess frustration. You know, you begin to talk deceit and fear and failure. When you talk like that, the devil will take those words and bring them to pass in your life. But beloved, I got good news for you. When you begin to speak the word of faith, ha, rakaba. I don't care what the devil's going to do. The word of faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's going to do. The word of faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I see. The word of faith, the word of God is my sword and shield. So you got to pull the word of God and speak it out. God is watching over your way to bring them to physical manifestation. Prophet Elisha woke up one morning. He said, tomorrow by this time, everything will be surplus and cheap. Somebody doubted, and that person was crushed to death. But the ones who believed the word of God, then they began to prosper and receive the blessings of God. You see, the word of God says, believe in his prophets, and ye shall prosper. Believe in the Lord, and thou shalt be established. Then he said, believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. May you believe the word of God today. In the name of Jesus. The month of May is the fifth month of the month, the fifth month of the year. And the number five represents grace, favor, mercy. You know, the number five. David picked five stones in 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17, David picked five stones as he was coming against Goliath. And he took one of the stones and threw it at Goliath. And Goliath fell. You know, the remaining four stones were used to conquer the demons in the land. The brothers of Goliath were conquered and were destroyed, you know. Today, I prophesy to you that this month of May, every power that stands against you shall crumble in the name of Jesus. Every walls of defeat and frustration and failure shall crumble in the name of Jesus. This month of May, may you receive all that God has for you. May he give you supernatural, divine breakthrough, divine success, divine grace, divine mercy, divine healing, divine wisdom, divine abundance. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Ha-ra-ka-ba-sa-ya. Something is happening already. I can feel it here. Wherever you are in any part of the world, listening to this message, I tell you, this is Heaven's Radio, reaching you right there where you are with the living word of God that says he's a deliverer. God is sending his word to save you right there, to heal you and to deliver you. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. God sent his word, and his word went forth and brought salvation and healing and deliverance. The word of God is coming to you right where you are by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke in your life is being destroyed. Every oppression and depression and obsession is being destroyed by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, receive the touch of God in your life right now. Hey, Rika Basa, Yakandara Basa. Something is happening already. I tell you, God is blessing you already. In this month of May 2018, you are moving forward. You are marching forward. You are going to new heights. You are not going to remain on this mountain for too long. It is high time you begin to move. The Bible is full of movement. When the Israelites got to the Red Sea, they were afraid, they were terrified. But thank God for Moses. Moses went to meet God. God said, you know what? Tell my people to move forward. There is a moving forward. Oh, yeah, let them move forward to the land of promise. I didn't tell you you are stopping at the Red Sea. I didn't tell you you are stopping at Kadesh Barnea. I didn't tell you you are stopping on the way. Yes, it is forward ever, backward never. It is upward ever, downward never. In the name of Jesus, may you experience a supernatural, divine upliftment and upgradement and enthronement this month of May 2018. May you begin to move forward spiritually, physically, financially, materially, materially, maritime, in every way. Begin to move forward. Begin to move forward. Begin to move forward. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of stagnation, the spirit of redundancy, Kadesh Barnea spirit, the spirit of marking time is gone out of you and your family in Jesus' name. Receive the spirit of Christ. The spirit of God comes upon you to quicken you alive. It is all over me, quicken me alive. Quicken me alive. It is all over you, quickening you alive. Quicken you alive, it is all over us. Quicken us alive. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. May the Holy Ghost come upon you right now, the power of God, to make you come alive, to quicken you spiritually, physically, financially. Receive that anointing that quickens. In the name of Jesus, you shall not die but live. To declare the works of God. Jesus has given you life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ha rakabasaya kantaraba induria bakasa. Hey, God is giving you a new name today. Your name is not failure. Your name is not defeat. Your name is not disgrace. Your name is not dishonor. Your name is not poverty. Your name is not sickness. Your name is favor. Yes, you shall find favor with God and man. You shall find help where there's no help. Yes, as we march into the month of May 2019, may your story change. In the name of Jesus, may God turn things around for you. In the name of Jesus, may your name become favor, grace, and mercy. May the anointing of supernatural divine favor, divine grace, and divine mercy rest upon you and your family and your home and your business. In the name of Jesus, receive. Ha, rakaboski labaya kandori ambasandaya. Yes, it's happening there. I can feel it here. Something good is happening to you right there as you are listening to this word of God. There is no distance in the realm of the spirit. The centurion said, Master, speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed. And Jesus spoke his word, and the servant was healed the same hour. Today, Jesus is speaking his word to you. Jesus is speaking life to you. Jesus is speaking healing to you. Jesus is speaking deliverance to you. Jesus is speaking salvation to you. Jesus is speaking blessing to you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hey, Rikaba. Yandoro Boseya. Favor is my name. Favor is my name. I don't worry about tomorrow. Favor is my name. Favor is my name. I don't worry about tomorrow. Favor is my name. I don't worry about tomorrow. Favor is my name. I don't worry about tomorrow. Favor is my name. Favor is my name. I don't worry about tomorrow. Favor is my name. I don't worry about tomorrow. Favor is my name. Hey, may your name become favor. May your name become grace. May your name become mercy. In the name of Jesus. That's what it stands for. The number five is the number of grace, mercy, and favor. Receive that anointing that comes with that number five, the fifth month of the year. Receive that grace of God, that favor and mercy. Grace is unmerited favor. What you cannot do, God helping you to achieve it. What you cannot accomplish, God enabling you to accomplish it. Divine enablement, divine help shall come from the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, hey, in Isaiah chapter 41, from verse 13 to 14, God said, I will help you, my people. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. God Almighty is our helper. Where else will you find help? Vain is the help of man. When God helps you, you are helped. Isaiah 41, verse 13 and 14. God himself said it to his own people. He said, I will help you. I will lift you up. I will take your hands in my hands, and I will strengthen you and uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. That's the God we have served. The God that is helping us, that is strengthening us, that is upholding us with his right hand of righteousness. From where will you get help if it is not done? In the Bible, in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 27, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 27, a woman cried unto a king. He said, oh, king, help me, please. Oh, king, there is no food, there is no water, there is no drink, there is nothing. Oh, king, help me. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 27. And the king said, from where will I help you? From the wine press or from the barn floor? Because there was famine in the land. There was famine. There was hunger. There was no food. There was no water. And this happened in the Bible so many times. Today, there is still famine. In some countries, to even get food to eat is a problem. We are aware of all these things. You go to some countries to even get, you know, the people live below poverty level. A king came, somebody came to a king. A woman came to a king with her children crying, oh, king, help us. Help us, oh, king. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 27. And the king said, where will I get you help? Well, from where will I help you? from the wine press or from the barn floor. You see, a king could not even help the people. So who else is going to help now? If the king who's supposed to have everything is not happy, where will you run to? Who will you go to? You know, the world is full of wickedness. And even if they have it, they won't give you. You know, the heart of man is wicked, desperately wicked. Who will really help you if it is not the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? The everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, if it is not Jesus, who will help you? You better run to God, dude. You better come to Jesus, oh. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will save you, he will set you free. Everybody come. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will save you, he will bless you now. Come to Jesus. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who else will ask you to come? You know, Jesus said, come with your problems, come with your troubles, come with your need, come with your fears, come with your anxieties, come with the hunger in your life, come with the nakedness in your life, come, just come. Jesus will give you help, will give you need, will meet your need, and he will give you salvation. Salvation of your soul is the best miracle in life, the salvation of your soul. When your soul is saved, all other things must follow. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Jesus is calling you today to come and receive salvation and deliverance and healing and life more abundantly. He's the one who suffered and died for you on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. His blood was shed for the remission of your sins, and by his stripes you were healed. That is the Jesus who is coming again to rapture the church and to take his saints to heaven. Anytime from now, the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and the dead in Christ will arise first. And then we who are alive shall be caught up with him into glory. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus can come any day, any night, any day, any time. Are you prepared? Prepare to meet your God. Be ready to meet thy Lord. Be ready before it's too late. Are you ready to meet your God? Prepare to meet your God. Are you ready to meet your God? Be ready before it's too late. Are you ready to meet your God? The book of Amos, Amos chapter 4, verse 12. Say, be ready to meet thy Lord. Prepare to meet your God. If Jesus comes now, will you be raptured? Will you be among those to be raptured? You need to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Jesus came to save your soul. Salvation is the biggest miracle of all time. The greatest miracle you can ever experience is the salvation of your soul. And then he provides you your needs and your healing and your deliverance and your blessing. You got to make a decision right now to follow Jesus. You got to open your heart, your life. Let him come in and sup with you. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior. Him to give you life and life more abundantly. Yes, receive Jesus Christ today, that you will be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Except you be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You have to be born again. Your life must change. It's not about going to church. Many people go to church and they are not saved, they are not born again, they are not baptized the Holy Ghost. You know, we're talking about the salvation of your soul. If you go to church, the more reason why you must live a holy life. You must be filled with the Spirit, you must be born again, you must live like Jesus. Christ in you is the hope of glory. sin shall not have authority over you. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. He that confesseth his sins shall have mercy. He that forsaketh shall have mercy. But he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. This is the hour of salvation, the hour of deliverance, the hour of miracle, the hour of blessing. May you receive today the salvation that Jesus Christ provided for you on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. May you open up your heart right now and receive him into your heart, into your life. Jesus is knocking at your door, the door of your heart. Open up, let him come in and sleep with you. Let Jesus be your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. Appointed unto man wants to die. After that judgment, judgment is coming. Are you ready? Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. He is coming again. Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? Jesus is coming again to rapture the church. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ will arise first, and those who are alive shall be caught up to meet him in the air. Are you ready for Jesus to come for the rapture? Are you prepared? Is your heart really, is your soul really free? To worship him in spirit and in truth, they that worship him in spirit and in truth, God seeketh such to be of the kingdom. May you experience salvation, deliverance, healing, blessing, favor, grace, and mercy upon your life and your family and your business and your education. And in everything you do, may he make you to prosper. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace, the favor and the mercy of God this month of May 2018 in the name of Jesus. And may you really be blessed in Jesus' name. Yes, please forward this message to everyone you know in every part of the world. Email it to them, text it to them, tweet it out to them, and forward it to them, everyone around the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. This is the truth that the whole world must listen to, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. God bless you abundantly. Thank you all for listening. Those who want to reach us can reach us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. Or you can email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. God bless you abundantly. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you. And we want to thank all of you for listening and enjoying this message. Please forward it to everyone you know all over the world, that they will experience the grace of God, the mercy, and the favor of God this month of May. In Jesus' name, thank you all for listening. This is your month of many, 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 many miracles. May 2018. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. God said it. I believe it. God said to me, God said it, I believe it. God said to me, God said it, God said it, I believe it. God said to me, God said it, I believe it. God said to see this said it, God said it, I believe it. God said to see, God said it, I believe it. God said to see this said it, God said it, you believe it. God said to see, God that it, got that it. You believe it, that settles it.